It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. George Hubbard was born in December 1850. While in his 30s, he purchased a piece of property in Panama with a farmhouse. Also located on the property was a piece of land known by locals as the Rock Farm. Hubbard opened up his property to visitors so they could tour the unique rock formations. Using oxen to haul a building from across the road, he added to the farmhouse, making it into a summer hotel. He also operated a stagecoach so he could transport sightseers from the railroad station in Asheville. By the turn of the century, Panama Rocks, as it came to be known, had developed a reputation as a lover's retreat and an ideal honeymoon location. This was due to the many concealed niches in the rocks where couples could avoid the prying eyes of the public. For nearly 25 years, Hubbard continued to operate his park on a seasonal basis. But around 1910, he sold the property to D.L. Davis, who picked up where Hubbard left off and started the Panama Rocks Company, making various upgrades. People drove from as far away as Buffalo to enjoy the Sunday chicken dinners and to see the rocks. George Hubbard lived in the area for the remainder of his life. Today, the tradition he started in 1805 continues with Panama Rocks still open to visitors on a seasonal basis. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.